Good morning. We're continuing with our topic of wasting food, wasting drinks. And we have a related halacha when you have a kashal bracha, for example, of Kiddush, and you have to fill it. There is a halacha that it should be male, it should be filled up. And accordingly, our question today is, do we have a concern if you're filling your kos, if you're filling that cup, almost inevitably, if you're going to fill it all the way up when somebody lifts it up or is holding it, especially for a long amount of time, think of at a chasana, at the chuppah, sheva brachas, you're walking around with the cups going from person to person to say the sheva brachas, is there a concern about tashchis because some of the wine or the grape juice is going to spill out? So in fact, the Sefer Eitz HaSadeh brings koshal bracha, indeed it does have to be filled, it has to be male, and even though you may spill out a little bit when you're holding that kos, that is okay. That's not going to violate the iser of bal tashchis, of wasting of food or drink. The Mor Ksiya basically explains three different reasons, pretty compacted as follows. There's not a concern of hefsed mashkin. There's not a concern of wasting of liquids. Reason number one, because it's such a little amount. We're not going to violate any prohibition on such a small amount. A little bit spills out of the cup. And in addition, that's not your kavan. I'm not sure if these are three independent reasons, but he says, you're not doing intentionally, it's unintentionally. And next, he says, we could list this as number three, there's a mitzvah to fill that koshal bracha in a very full way. So for those three reasons, says the Mor Ksiya, there's not going to be a problem of bal tashchis. So continuing, v'yesh mishum kach, having said that, there are some people who will not fill the cup all the way. Why not? Kidei shelo yishafech mimena yayin v'spazeh, so that no wine should spill out, and it will be disgraceful to that wine, that grape juice. Accordingly, there are some people who are machmir or mekel. They're machmir on bal tashchis. They're concerned about bal tashchis, so they're not filling the cup all the way up, but they're mekel on the halacha of having to have a full cup. So how can you be lenient on something like this if the halacha is that you have to fill the cup and they're saying we're not going to fill it the whole way? So in fact, a couple points from the Bach. The Bach tells us as follows, shiyachal avarcha kos afilu sheina melea gedosea. You can say a bracha on this cup even though it's not filled all the way up to the top. Why? Because as we see throughout the Torah, rubo kakulo, that's the concept. When you have a majority of something, it's as if you have the entire thing, rov kakol, rubo kakulo, and accordingly what he's saying is if you have the majority of the cup filled, it's as if the entire cup is filled. So all you need then, based on that, is the majority. Now the Bach says, in another place, afilu lechatchila, even lechatchila, we can go with rubo kakulo, meaning it's not a problem. This isn't a bidyevet situation. As long as you have a rov of the kos, that is called a kos shel yain. It's still considered a kos shel yain, and it is not a problem. So this is even lechatchila, all you need is rov. So sometimes when you have a cup of kiddush and it's not all the way to the top, it's almost all the way to the top, somebody comments, you need to fill it up. You really don't need to fill it up because we say rubo kakulo, and that is still a lechatchila. Now, having said that, the Pri Chodesh says on this Bach, he says even the Bach would agree that it's still a better mitzvah, mitzvah mina mufchar, if you fill the cup all the way up. So even though it's lechatchila, you only need rubo kakulo, but there's something better than lechatchila. The chatchila means that's the proper way to do it, not a great way to do it, but there's a mitzvah min amulcha, an even better, ideal way to do it is to fill it all the way up. But certainly we see that there is not a problem here. If it's not filled all the way up to the top, if somebody has a concern, they don't want to waste wine, even though mi'ikar adin, not a problem wasting a little bit, it's not our kavana, etc. It's a mitzvah to have it filled all the way up. Some people want to be machmir on this and not to fill it all the way up based on that Bach saying it's lechatchila, as long as you have the majority, not a problem. So indeed, that does work. But we should also bear in mind the Pri Chodesh that says that the mitzvah min amulcha is still to have it all the way filled up. And don't worry about wasting, because it's such a little amount of wine or grape juice that will be spilling out from this cup. Have a wonderful day.